When you begin to see that asking Jesus to help you look differently at a situation that's upsetting you or making you very, very happy in expectation, and that you feel better doing that, that will reinforce you doing it again and again. Otherwise, you wouldn't do it. You do it, you ask for help to perceive differently because it will make you feel better. You who have prayed that you are lost to hope, abandoned by your father, left alone in terror in a fearful world, made mad by sin and guilt, be happy now. Well, he's addressing all of us. We've all playing that game because that's what it means to be in a body. There's no hope. We feel abandoned by God, which is a projection against the fact we believe we abandoned him. We feel we're all alone in terror, right? In a crazy world overrun by sin and guilt, and everybody else justifying my fear of them. And Jesus says, be happy now. And all you have to do to be happy is to ask him for help. And asking him for help means not some kind of magical, airy, fairy, blistering type of asking for help. It means going to him for help to look at the situation differently, which means to look at it through his laughing eyes.